You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A group of students from SUNY Environmental Science and Forestry won a national competition for designing a solar-powered structure with cutting-edge construction techniques. WAER's Chris Bolt reports that their project could help solve several other problems as well.
This property on East Adams Street, just west of I-81, sits at an intersection of poverty and what's been described as a racial divide exacerbated by the highway. So what does that have to do with a competition about solar power and construction? Well, ESF junior Noah Townsend wanted their project to be truly valuable to the community.
So the largest challenge facing Syracuse, New York right now is economic disparity, right? And so we chose to design our building to fix some of those problems. So we designed a mixed-use, mixed-income multifamily building in the East Adams Street neighborhood, which is historically sanctioned off from the rest of the city from I-81. And so we made sure to think about all the little things in our design to promote a healthy lifestyle.
Junior Michael Schmidt was also one of the project leaders and also wanted more out of the experience than just the technical exercise.
Rather than just designing a building, right, we could design anything we'd like, but if it's not solving an issue or if it's not going to fit into the community or impact the community in positive ways, you know, why do it at all? So I think that was perhaps the best part of the experience. For me.
Their design was entered into a competition of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Boulder, Colorado.
Energy efficiency, engineering, financial feasibility.
Noah Townsend explains it's called the Solar Decathlon 10 Design Criteria.
Architecture, indoor air quality.
The building plans include solar power, charging for electric vehicles, and other features that Ryan Badke, who was in charge of the solar engineering, explains were only part of the design.
On our roof, we're also going to have a 70-kilowatt roof-mounted array. Together, they'll all produce 335,000 kilowatt-hours of energy per year that could be used in our building and the surrounding community to ensure the community is using renewable energy rather than energy from fossil fuels. Our carport is also functioning as a rainwater collection system. A big problem in the Syracuse area is the amount of water. In times of high flow, the combined sewer system will reject the excess into the Onondaga Lake. When it rains, the rain that will hit the panels will then be collected and rejected into a rain garden on our site.
One of the chief goals behind the competition's solar design is to combat climate change through advanced construction and energy methods. It was that ethic, Michael Schmidt adds, that fueled hundreds of hours and dozens of presentations they went through.
We are very cognizant of the environmental issues that are facing the world right now. And part of that, you know, so 40% of the greenhouse gas emissions are from buildings in the building sector. So in order to tackle that's a larger portion than agriculture, larger than transportation. In order to tackle that, building a net zero design fits directly into the future of the world. So I think that was a big draw to the project as well.
The project team included 18 ESF students and 4 from Syracuse University. Assistant Professor of Construction Management at ESF, Dr. Paul Crivella, says this kind of project, with strict guidelines and real-world requirements, is just the kind of challenge students want.
Those criteria and the responsibility given to the students to design this building and see it through, I think it's something for students are dying to do, right? Students can come to my class, I can give them homework assignments, they can do a bunch of calculations and throw the sheet in, but actually telling the students, we're ready to hand off our future to you, and you need to show us that you're ready to take it in the right direction, is something that we as educators need to do for our students.
He explains they self-organized, held each other accountable, held weekly meetings that could last 6 to 8 hours, and involved numerous professional partners and advisors. Ryan Badke thought the presentation itself added to the experience as they all looked to their futures.
It was great to get in front of a lot of professional audience. We had a lot of practice, and we felt we were very prepared for the competition, and the judges definitely noticed that. So just little networking skills, as you said, the soft skills, this project encompassed everything that I will use in my career and prepared me for every aspect of things that I was kind of lacking in before.
One of their expert partners in the community was the Syracuse Housing Authority, which owns this land. And not only does the project address a range of environmental and social problems, it's also technically and economically feasible. Since an energy-efficient, multifamily, mixed-use building fits with their goals, the housing agency is looking into perhaps building it, which would be a bigger trophy, both literally and figuratively, than anything the team brought home from Colorado. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For pictures of the winning project design and for more local news, you can visit our website, waer.org.